Godcast of Universal Uttery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We begin chapter 46 with verses 11 through 15. The judges, each one of them whose hearts were not deceived, who did not abandon God, may their memory be ever blessed. May their bones flourish with new life where they lie, and their names receive fresh luster in their children. Beloved of his people, dear to his Maker, pledged in a vow from his mother's womb, as one consecrated to the Lord in the prophetic office, was Samuel, the judge who offered sacrifice. At God's word, he established the kingdom and anointed princes to rule the people. By the law of the Lord, he judged the congregation and visited the encampments of Jacob. As a trustworthy prophet, he was sought out, and his words proved him to be a true seer. The prophet Samuel stands as a towering figure in the biblical narrative, renowned for his unwavering dedication to God and his staunch opposition to idolatry. He emerges during a tumultuous period in Israel's history, a time when the nation struggled with internal decay and external threats. As a judge, Samuel was pivotal in guiding the Israelites back to a path of righteousness, urging them to abandon the worship of false idols and to reaffirm their covenant with the Lord. Samuel's story begins with a miraculous birth, as he was the answer to his mother's, Hannah's, fervent prayers. Dedicated to God from his youth, Samuel was raised under the tutelage of Eli, the high priest, in the temple at Shiloh. It was there that he first received divine revelations, marking the beginning of his role as a prophet. Samuel's reputation for prophetic insight and his fidelity to God's word quickly spread throughout Israel, establishing him as a respected and influential leader. As a judge, Samuel not only adjudicated disputes, but also led the people in spiritual and civil matters, steering them through times of peace and war. His greatest test came when the Israelites demanded a king to rule over them, desiring to be like other nations. Though this request grieved Samuel, as it signified a rejection of God's kingship, he complied after God instructed him to do so, anointing Saul as the first king of Israel. Samuel's role did not diminish with the appointment of a monarchy. He continued to serve as God's prophet, delivering messages that held the king accountable to divine will. His influence persisted even after his death, as evidenced in the dramatic scene where King Saul, desperate for guidance, sought the counsel of the deceased Samuel through a medium at Endor. In a ghostly encounter, Samuel's spirit foretold the downfall of Saul's reign, which was a stark reminder of the consequences of straying from God's commandments. The legacy of the prophet Samuel is a powerful testament to the importance of fidelity to God above all else. He remains a beacon of integrity, serving as an example for all to reject the allure of false idols and to hold fast to the love of the Lord. Samuel's life teaches us that true strength and leadership come from unanswering faith and obedience to divine guidance. His story inspires believers to help God at the center of their lives, to listen for his voice, and to remain faithful in all circumstances. We call that living God first for Jesus, sharing salvation, and seeking life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Sturm, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue, and we pray all of this in the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 46. It's verses 11 through 15. It's title of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 stanza poem is Samuel Opposed Idolatry. In ancient days of Israel's fold, a tale of faith and strength is told, of Samuel, a prophet, judge so bold, whose heart for God was pure as gold. From Hannah's fervent, tearful plea, a child was born to set hearts free, anointed voice of the Holy One, Samuel served till his days were done. As a boy in Shiloh's light, he heard God's call in the still of night. Speak, Lord, he said, his soul alight. Your servant hears, and I'll set life right. He grew in stature and in grace, a judge revered in every place. Against idolatry, his stern face, for only the Lord should Israel embrace. In times when judges ruled the land, Samuel's integrity took its stand. He led with an unwavering hand. On the rock of God's commandments, firm he'd stand. He'd anointed kings by God's decree, first Saul, then David for all to see. Yet warned of the burden a king would be, a prophet's foresight, a destiny. Even after his final breath, he spoke beyond the veil of death, calling Saul at Endor's depths, foretelling fate with his posthumous breath. Samuel, whose prayers like incense rose, a faithful shepherd, he opposed the wayward hearts, the spiritual foes, with God's own word he'd interpose. A prophet mighty, a priest divine, in history's pages his deeds shine. A judge who served a grand design, Samuel, whose life was a sacred sign. So let us remember this holy seer who walked with God devoid of fear. His legacy, like the stars, clear, to love the Lord and hold him dear. Amen. I'm Thomas Shookers. We're just May 18th, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and so many, Christ, Tony, I love you so much. In the name of Jesus, we close in your honor today. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I love you, Tony Cruz Wiggins, in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. At 9:09 in Jesus' name.